evening. I hope you all are happy and well. Have handled the storms in the East Coast, Europe, and Southern California well. Please join me in singing the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Tserura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Zadi. The two letters of the month of Shvat are the Tzadi and the Bet. The Tzadi created the constellation Dili, as well as the month of Shvat, and the Bet created the planet Shabtai, which is Saturn. The two words, kra satan, tear up the satan, tear up the negativity. And the same six letters can be rearranged spelling two other words, sha'ar katan, which means small gates, and is a reminder to guard access to our consciousness through the gates of our head, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth. Chasin Kadosh Biro Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayin. yachid ge'e Lamcha p'nei Zokrei kedushatach Yud gimel lamed Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyutav. This sequence of six letters helps us manifest our true desires in our lives. And the last line, the eighth verse, is said in a whisper, which we refer to as silently. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. I'm now going to read from the Zohar, from the portion of Mishpatim. The section 19 concerning tithing is the title. It's verse 494. V'vagid takinu v'hi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadena k'renei aleinu ma'asei yadena k'renehu. V'vagid takinu chamotzi me'atar tevishulo yafe le'apaka pat sarof. Ela mimakom shehumut am behaki tevua batar lekitato ihu kevishul peirot. And because they postulated to say blessing over bread on that which is well cooked, excluding burnt bread, but rather which tastes good, so with grain you follow its forming, which is equivalent to ripe fruit, then it is tasty. I'm not going to give any explanation of that verse. It's a short verse, and it seems a little esoteric because it's so straightforward. It's talking about blessings that one says over what one eats, and that it tastes better. Tastes good is the term that is used by Rabbi Ashlag in his commentary. It tastes good because of the blessing. Before we start talking about tonight's topic, and before I ask for questions, I'd like to give you some information for you to kind of put in your calendars, be aware of. The first bit of information is this coming Sunday and Monday, which is the 14th and 15th of February. Those 2 days are Rosh Chodesh Adar. And starting Saturday night, the Anabakoach will change, so the monthly verse will become the second verse. And the letters for that month are Kuf and Gimel. The Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, Tzedek, and the Kuf that created the constellation Pisces, or fishes. The wisdom of the sages have told us that when Adar comes in, happiness increases. And it's kind of hard to understand, having just coming through the winter and having all this difficult weather in the East Coast and in the rains in Southern California and all through the world. It's winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's been a difficult few weeks, both on the weather front and on earthquakes and on just generally a difficult period for people, which is typical of the months of Gedi, the month of Tevet, and the month of Shvat. Shvat starts to loosen up, primarily in the second 2 weeks, but it's hard for people to make this transition to happiness coming in, and it's something to keep in mind why Adar is about happiness. It is about the holiday of Purim, and I really strongly suggest that you read the emails in the next few weeks that will help explain what is happening, starting with this week's email on Mishpatim. It will start to give you some understanding and essence about how the Torah readings will affect what is going on in the month of Adar. Well, really, they don't affect it. They're not the cause of it, but they are an effect of the energy in the cosmos. And that's why those Torah readings are available to us, to help us deflect all the energy that is somewhat difficult. The one aspect of Adar is psychic abilities. People who are Pisces, who are born in the month of Pisces, they tend to have more psychic abilities than the majority of human beings. It's also an indication, people who are born in Pisces, that they have the opportunity to complete their tikkun in this lifetime. And that they're not affected by evil eye. Because as fishes, they're constantly in the frame of chesed, which protects them from that form of negativity. Before I start tonight's discussion, which is titled Psychic Abilities and the Spiritual Laws, does anybody have any questions? Just another announcement that I was thinking about. I purposely did not do a lot of meditative talk during the Anabakoach, and I purposely lengthened some of the time between the verses. If any of you felt uncomfortable with that, that's fine. It's just sometimes a nice way to expand your meditative connection by lengthening the time you do with each verse in the Anabakoach. It's a technique and a tool that you may find useful. And so I purposely lengthened those times to give you that opportunity and didn't speak as much for the same reason. So let's talk about psychic abilities. What is a psychic ability? Well, there's many forms, and I'm not going to go into details on what they are. Other than to mention, there are people who can speak with the dead, chas v'shalom. There are people who can bend spoons. There are people who can do teleportation. There are people who can do mind reading. These are all forms of connection to the spiritual worlds, which in modern parlance is called psychic abilities. In other times, they had different terms. There are five levels of psychic abilities. The first and the lowest is basic instinct. The next level up from that is intuition. The next level up from that is called Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit. The next level up from that is called prophecy. And the highest level has the term Talmid Chacham, which loosely translated would be a wise student. Each of these main categories has millions of levels of consciousness. But within the frame of a broad category, most people do not think that instinct is a psychic ability. But it's using the same mechanism, the same tools that are used in these other levels of psychic connection. What is instinct? Well, a baby knows to suck at the mother's breast. A baby knows that it's uncomfortable, that it starts to cry. That's an instinct. It's human instinct to clean up after oneself. Is it learned behavior? Yes, but no. There is a root connection called instinct. Animals run from fire instinctively. Human beings do not have that instinct. Their instinct is to be curious and to go into the fire. Instinct that's self-destructive. But how is this tool working? How is this level of instinct coming to be used? And for that, I have to give you some broad outlines of how the spiritual worlds, universes, dimensions work. In Kabbalah, we have various terms, gates, universes, worlds, palaces. When you read the writings of the Kabbalists, they all use various different terms, but they're somewhat similar. And they're describing worlds metaphorically. They're describing spiritual terms with physical words and physical concepts. And it's up to us to make that adjustment and always understand we are talking about spiritual concepts. There is a spiritual world. It was created by Hashem. Its purpose is to support our universe, our world. Its purpose has more deeper understandings as well. the purpose of all of these worlds and levels and dimensions. Rather than the purpose, it's understanding that these areas, spiritual areas, are populated with entities, spiritual entities. And these spiritual entities have one essence of trade. One thing that in this world we would call money. In the spiritual world, trade is life force. Trade is knowledge, wisdom. Some of these entities were created to be harmful to human beings. Some of these entities were created to be beneficial to human beings. Some of these spiritual entities were created to not even give a crap about human beings. They don't care. They have their lives to lead, and they lead them. The human being has a mind, a physical brain, which has a spiritual component called mind and consciousness. And that human being, us, was created to be able to be in all universes, at all times, in all spaces, in the frame of consciousness, not in the frame of physically taking your body there. Yes, there are people who can teleport, but that is not the norm, nor is it something that is really worthwhile pursuing. I'm not going to go into the talk about explaining that. These universes, these dimensions, these gates, these palaces are inhabited by entities, and human beings connect with those entities in the area of consciousness. And the easiest way of understanding that is, what is a dream? When we go to sleep, we perceive that our soul leaves our body and goes up to the upper worlds and interacts with various entities. These entities are our higher selves, and these entities are the negative, or the entities that want to cause harm to human beings, and these entities that want to be beneficial to human beings, and these entities that are neutral to human beings. We go up and we interact with these entities. And metaphorically, our mind receives impressions about that interaction. And that interaction consists of two things. It consists of information, and it consists of life force energy, what the Chinese call qi or ki, what the Kabbalists called nefesh energy, the lowest level of soul. And nefesh energy is tradable among these entities. So when we go out, either in a meditative state or in a sleep state or whatever way we are directing our minds to travel, we go out into these spaces, into these dimensions, into these spiritual worlds, and we will interact with these entities. We will ask for information, or we will receive information that we don't ask for, but we will always be exchanging nefesh energy for this information. There is a spiritual law that says one must exchange energy for energy. And information is energy. Knowledge is energy. That's the basic understanding of these rules. How our minds perceive these interconnections, perceive these interactions with these other entities, how our minds perceive that has to do with archetype consciousness. That's a scientific term that psychologists and psychiatrists have created to explain how all human beings relate to certain things. And so there's an archetype, a general understanding, a general aspect that every human being sees in the same way. Our minds receive messages. Our minds construct perceptions of those messages in a pictorial manner, not in a verbal manner, but in pictures. That's true of dreams. It's true of meditations. It's true of many different levels. We need to learn the language of these pictures to understand the messages that we are being given. This mechanism of our mind interacting with other entities' minds in the space or in the consciousness of the spiritual worlds, that's what we are talking about. That's psychic abilities. And the Kabbalists have taught us ways to raise our consciousness, to expand our consciousness, to make these interactions more productive, meaning more information that we can utilize in our world, and ways in which we can achieve a higher level of connection to the beneficial side of these entities. But we always must be aware that there is a demonic side to it, using the modern terminology. There are angels and there are demons. They are the same entities, in a sense. One wants to take our life force energy. One wants to assist us in generating more life force energy. Why do they want to assist us? That is their role. Maybe they receive more life force energy by helping us achieve more life force energy. We don't really know. The Kabbalists haven't explained it at that level. But they have warned us about the negative side and told us to give us direction on how to know the positive side. So now that we have a structure of the worlds, the question is, how does this relate to these five levels of consciousness that I described at the beginning? The lowest being instinct. the mechanism is the same for all of them. The mechanism is communication between these spiritual levels and our minds. That communication technique and mechanism is psychic ability. The real issue for us is how do we make better use of the psychic ability we have, and how do we expand that psychic ability to be stronger, to be more effective, to be utilized more effectively, and to know which side we are connecting to. And the Kabbalists have given us tools, exercises, techniques in order to achieve that. So let's understand one thing, or many things. In our Torah, we have many different ways of understanding, interpreting the words of the Torah and the teachings of the Kabbalists. These different ways of understanding is part of expanding our consciousness, because ultimately the highest goal is to achieve a devakut, a bonding with Hashem. And that bonding is on the level of psychic ability. It's on the level of consciousness. We are trying to strengthen our bonding with Hashem. Spiritually, when some entity has an affinity with another entity, it is said that they are doing devakut, the Hebrew word that translates loosely as bonding. So what happens? How do we improve that? We all have had senses of intuition. I'm lost and I know I should turn right. I feel something that tells me I should get out of this building. And then the building collapses, God forbid. We've all had levels of experience like this, and we call that intuition. And that's a higher level than instinct, but it's something we never know if we can trust our intuition. We're not certain where it's coming from, because in this level of mind, the mind, which is an antenna, is picking up two radio stations, two power stations, one coming from the positive side and one coming from the negative side. And sometimes what we pick up is from the negative side, and it's meant to cause us to give up life force energy. And other times it's from the positive side, which is meant to strengthen our life force energy. So what is it that we are doing? What are these tools that we are to do? The Hebrew letters is the basic tool, building block, exercise for psychic abilities, to strengthen your intuition, to know when your intuition is coming from the negative side, and to build that intuition into the level of Ruach HaKodesh. what is the level called Ruach HaKodesh? Ruach HaKodesh is a level above intuition, but it's essentially the same thing. It's a communication. It's tapping into the quantum consciousness of all humanity, because everything is known in the quantum consciousness of all of the universes. All truths are known. All scientific facts are known. All knowledge is known. All wisdom is known, because the universe consists of Hashem, the light, the sharing consciousness, and the vessel, the receiving consciousness. And everything that is known by the sharing consciousness, every aspect is also known by the vessel, by the receiving aspect. The only difference is that the receiving tends to be more separated, and therefore the receiving does not know everything at once, everything at the same time, whereas Hashem, who is in a unity always, there is one God and only one God, that sharing consciousness has all wisdom, all knowledge. That sharing consciousness is aware without separation. The receiving side tends to be separated, and so cannot know everything at once. But in the quantum consciousness of the receiving side, called vessel, there is all of this wisdom, all of this knowledge, all of this information. The mechanism of connecting to that information is done through our minds, and the tool to exercise our minds is the Hebrew letters. This is why we stress reading, hearing the Torah, because you're exercising your mind, your psychic ability. You are strengthening your intuition. You are strengthening your connection. You're cleaving, you're bonding to Hashem, your devakut. So hearing the Torah, scanning the Zohar, saying the Ana B'Koach, scanning the 72 names, saying the 13 Midot, the 13 principles of mercy, saying the 72 names, scanning the 72 names, both of God and from the Tzaddikim, all of these are utilizing the tools of the Hebrew alphabet. The Hebrew alphabet represent 22 essential spiritual source of energy. And each of these tools, each of these letters, each of these spiritual energies have two aspects. They have a positive aspect and a negative aspect. They have a polarity. The source of that polarity, which is above the letters, is the Tzimtzum. It is the polarity built into the concept of sharing and receiving. In order to be revealed, a sharer must have a vessel that will reveal it. That duality is the source of paradox. That duality is the source of these two sides to the same essence of each of the letters. Using these techniques of meditative techniques with the letters strengthens your devakut, your bonding with Hashem, your connection to this information highway, which gives you the tools, which gives you information, which gives you wisdom. The more you exercise it, the more you will know about your intuition, whether it's from the positive side or the negative side. The more you will know about Ruach HaKodesh, the more you will understand in one of the aspects. Once one reaches a level of Ruach HaKodesh, the next level up depends on the sharing side choosing you to be a prophet. Ruach HaKodesh generally will not give you information that is beneficial to the whole nation or a whole group of people. It will give you information beneficial to yourself. Prophecy is when the sharer says, this connection, this person who's making these connections has reached a point, and I want them as part of their correction, as part of their life cycle, as part of what they are to do in this world, I want them to bring a message to other people. Most of our prophets that are written in the book of prophets, the book of Joshua, the book of Judges, the book of Kings, the book of Samuel, the book of Obadiah, the book of Ezekiel and Isaiah, all of these men who were prophets were people on the level of Ruach HaKodesh that Hashem picked to give us information that was true for the whole nation, for all of the nations sometimes. This is the level of prophecy as opposed to Ruach HaKodesh. But we can exercise our intuition and grow it into Ruach HaKodesh. We can bypass prophecy. We can go higher than prophecy. That is the level of Talmid Chachamim, a wise person, a wise student. That's a person that's intuition has grown to the level of Ruach HaKodesh, but he can also integrate the consciousness of logic into his illogic or into his level of unconscious. That's a person who has integrated the left brain and the right brain so that they are both useful. Those are the sages throughout the centuries who people would go to and ask for a blessing. People would go to a rabbi, a student of Torah. Rabbi, what do I do? My business has got this kind of problem. What should I do? Rabbi, should I marry this woman or not? Rabbi, should I, how do I solve this problem, Rabbi? And the rabbi has no direct connection. He's got no business experience. He may not have the same relationship experiences. But he is on a level that from his study of Torah, from his connection to Ruach HaKodesh, from his integration of Gematria, from his integration of logic, he can give people's answer, give people answers to their questions that will be correct for that person. Unfortunately, through our many sins, we live in a generation where that group of people are concealed from us. We don't know who has this ability. They do not publicize themselves. We know from tradition that there are always 36 wars in the world, and there are always 36 tzaddikim, hidden tzaddikim, concealed tzaddikim, who balance those wars. We don't know who these people are, where they are, how they're connected. But we can, through our techniques that we will talk about over the next week, two, three, I don't know how long it's going to take us to talk about it. This is the first time I've given this kind of information in this format. So we will continue next week. We still have a few more minutes to talk about things this week. But generally speaking, these five levels, which utilize the same system, is what we are trying to strengthen and grow and expand so that we can make this level of Ruach HaKodesh for ourselves. And if we choose, we can continue that, expand that into the level of becoming a Talmid Chacham for ourselves or for other people if we arrive at that level. The closer one comes, the closer one bonds, the closer one cleaves to Hashem, with Hashem, this is the ultimate goal of life. This is the ultimate goal of what Kabbalah is meant to teach. I have been studying Kabbalah for 18 plus years. There is much more for me to learn. All of what I have left to learn relates to this concept of expanding my consciousness, just as what you have left to learn is about expanding your consciousness. Next week, we will talk about Magidim. We will talk about the level of Ruach HaKodesh and how we grow our intuition into this level. What techniques the Kabbalists have taught us to do. Prophecy is a level of consciousness that is closed, meaning in the Book of Chronicles, in the prophecies of Nehemiah and Ezra, if you read the Tanakh, you will see sections related to these people went and asked Hashem to limit the addiction to idol worship that was prevalent in their generation. And Hashem agreed. But when that was limited, the level of prophecy was limited. Hashem said, you have enough information. It is no longer necessary for me to choose an individual who is on the level of Ruach HaKodesh and elevate him to the level of prophecy. Take it yourself and grow yourself to the level of a Tamid Chacham. This is a choice that someone makes. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, it's not a choice that someone makes. It's not a free choice. Someone reaches a level that says, I have no choice. I must continue to study. I must continue to meditate. I must continue to cleave to Hashem. Those musts, that consciousness, that desire to be close to God, is what we are strengthening, what we are fulfilling through these exercises. Does anyone have any questions? We are coming to the close of tonight's class. Those of you on the conference call can press *6 to unmute your phone to be able to be heard. No questions, so I will mention to you that tomorrow night the class is, we've completed our discussions of the Tree of Life for the time being, and we are moving on to the area of the Sha'ar Mitzvot, the gate of the Mitzvot. We will be talking about the tools called mitzvot, mitzvah, the connections to Hashem, the actions that we do that help us in this area of achieving Ruach HaKodesh, in helping us to cleaving to bonding with Hashem. One is on the level of action, one is on the level of mind. Tomorrow night we will expand and discuss that area for people to understand. Thursday night, we will be speaking of from the Zohar on the portion of Mishpatim. I wish you all a good night. Hope you are well. I do remind you about donations are always welcome. Both direct mail to our address and by connection through PayPal. And I wish you a lovely evening and look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. V'amen.